Good afternoon. You're listening to Verum Sports, and it's always been great to chat to the amazing Hertfordshire Falcons. Regular listeners will know that this time last year they were on the cusp and ready to soar into Europe, having achieved great things in the playoffs. It was playoff action this very weekend with that carrot of Europe beckoning, and it's Chris Hitch, the director of baseball, one of the star players and the architect of a massive, important four-year project that is Hertfordshire Baseball and the Falcons, their first team, back on the line. How are you, Chris?
How are you doing, Tony? Doing quite well, thank you.
Top man. Well, you know, like I say, I was on tenterhooks all week, Chris, because this time last week, it was with almost, playoff baseball semi-final, I guess, is the nearest largely aware kind of sporting analogy that you faced. One game away from another European excursion. How did it go?
It didn't go as well as we planned. Unfortunately, we got beaten square and fair by the London Capitals by, I think, if at the end it ended being
17-5. It sounds comprehensive. You and I have had conversations all season. Sometimes the scoreline doesn't reflect the bigger picture of a match. It does sound like you were soundly beaten there. I guess we spoke about kind of momentum always. I was looking into it. The Capitals, I think, were on a run of five straight wins. You guys came into this on a bounce of six losses. That's going to be a telling difference. It's a big difference to make up, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely right. I think you're right. And we talked about last week that hopefully the momentum wasn't a factor. But I think it clearly was a factor in the way we played and the way they played. They continued playing the way they did, doing the right plays every single time. And our bats can produce anything, which we know we have the capabilities of hitting and scoring a lot of runs, but I don't know, lately, the last few weeks, we can do anything really. And in the playoffs, it was a similar situation.
Again, I guess, obviously, it's not easy in the immediate aftermath. But once again, it is another season in the playoffs, second year into that big four-year picture. I guess, is it now just a question of kind of licking the wounds, taking a step back, learning the lessons from this season, and then moving onwards again in line with that much bigger process-driven plan?
Oh, absolutely. The moment the game was over and already on the way home, I was planning for next year, thinking on how can we improve, because like in life, if you stay stationed and you don't improve, you fall behind. And so clearly, to get to where we want to, we need to improve. And there are already some ideas, but hopefully during the winter they can be put it into an actual action that we can take for next year.
Yeah, naturally. And again, I always appreciate the kind of the philosophy and the bigger picture thinking that you are a real advocate and indeed a disciple of, Chris. So I just love this. I've got this image of you post the game, almost kind of, you know, getting out your sort of the iPads and what have you, and scratching through and looking at kind of players and formations and possibilities. Always thinking ahead. It's the only way to continue to improve, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I think it has to be at all levels in terms of training the players, but also myself and the coaching staff included, of what can we do to help the players, as you said, formation, like what we call formations, we call lineups, how they hit through it. And I guess a bit like the cricket, the wonderful results that England in the Ashes with Stokes is sometimes how you put those batters together it makes a quite a difference, and one man sometimes can make a big difference. And in this case, the Stokes, hopefully next year, is one of our guys in our season.
Again, a brilliant analogy. Again, it's just one of those beacons of hope. It was an epic bit of sporting theatre this weekend in the Ashes. Chris, just kind of quickly, though, whilst I really appreciate the dedication, the professionalism, and that appreciation of big picture thinking, ultimately, coming up very soon indeed, I think it's the 14th annual Hanlock series in honour of the late Kyle Hanlock. Or Hunlock, rather. Ultimately, again, kind of puts everything into its context, doesn't it? Whilst it's important that we keep focused and keep wanting to win, it's not life and death at the end of the day. It is just a game. But this big 14th annual Hanlock fixtures, I think players are already registering. Can you tell me a little bit more about it?
Yeah, so basically the Hanlock series is a great opportunity for everyone in the organization to play some baseball for fun, because although, again, we keep kind of scores and there's a friendly rivalry, it doesn't matter who wins. It's just 3 weekends of playing baseball among all the players in the organization, and also players from outside the organization. And what we do is basically we mix Falcons player with some Hawks, Raptors, Eagles players, so basically all levels are mixed together, so to make it balanced. And so that creates some exciting baseball and gives an opportunity for youngsters or new to the game to play alongside and against great players like us at Falcons that have more experience. And so it's an inspiration, and also they learn. Our Falcons players in past years have been grateful to give some tips in how to improve, and the new guys really appreciate that. So if you also are new to the sport and want to try baseball, this is a great opportunity, because there's no pressure to really perform. So I really encourage anyone to come to the Hanlock series.
Sounds a lot of fun. And beyond that, back end of September, I think the 21st, it is that huge national tour. Well, I say tour, it's more of a festival of baseball, isn't it? With youngsters from across the land, right across the country. Welcome to Hertfordshire. Across, I think it was up to 14 pitches last time round. Again, reminders about that massive national tournament. Probably the biggest youth event in the country for baseball, and how we can learn more about that, and indeed all things Hearts baseball.
Yeah, so Hearts Futures Tournament is very similar to the Hanlock series in the sense of, in this case, it's the whole nation in terms of youth teams. All youth teams congregate to our park to play a series of games at all age groups and all levels, and it's a wonderful opportunity for players that are new to the game to try the sport. There's no pressure, and there's a few teams who or kids that cannot stay all day, and so some teams and might not have 9 players by the end of the day, but then another kid from another team jumps in and plays, so there is also a good bonding between kids of different teams and clubs. So that is a wonderful opportunity, again, for youth players, new kids to try the sport and have fun.
I just love it. I think it's what all of kind of local sport is all about. And I know, as well as you, are massively dedicated to the professional qualities that are required to be an elite sporting kind of person, you also buy into and appreciate deeply the importance of engagement with sport. Baseball is yours, but sport in general, from a young age, fall in love with it, get physical, get active, get it, enjoying it, meet some friends, try something new. You can't lose to me, Chris. It sounds wonderful. What's the website for us to learn more and engage with this phenomenal event? And more importantly, learn more about you guys, not just the Falcons, but Hearts Baseball generally.
Yeah, so our website is heartsbaseball.com. Right there you have in the headlines all the news about these next two events, the Hanlock Series and the Hearts Futures Tournament. Alternatively, you can find us on social media at Hearts Baseball. And if all that fails, the easiest way is to Google, put Hertfordshire Baseball, and we'll be on top of the link, and click on there and you'll find all the information.
Perfect. Again, for me, Chris, it's been awesome to chat with you. You've educated me so much about your amazing sport, so it really is appreciated. I'm sure that's come across also to everybody enjoying Verum Sports. So again, big thank you. We'll no doubt talk ahead of the national tournaments just in maybe a couple of weeks' time. But for now, I know you're already getting your thinking cap on for looking for Hearts Project Year 3 of 4. Maybe you're up next year. But for now, make sure you have a bit of a breather and enjoy a bit of the off-season as well, my man.
Well, dude, thank you very much, Tony. And thank you once again for a wonderful year of talking to you. And thanks to all the listeners. And again, although we talk about the seriousness of winning baseball, right, any sports at the end of the day is having fun. And although we didn't get the results we wanted, we definitely enjoy the season, and next year we'll enjoy it even more.
Love it. And I tell you, honestly, you've put a massive smile on my face, both tonight and indeed always, Chris. Would like to just invite you to please, not just from me personally, but the whole team here on Verum Sports, send the best to everybody there at the Falcons and indeed the whole culture that is Hearts Baseball. Thank you for all your awesome inputs all season. Much obliged.
Thank you.